Well, welcome to Polar FM 2012 on your radio dial, proudly brought to you by the Humpty Dumpty Foundation. Firstly, let's go to Vic LaRusso for a traffic update.
G'day, Rob. How you going?
It's rocky up here in the chopper today. It's incredibly though, we haven't seen a car, a truck, bike, dog, or cat for a few days now. All roads are clear, but beware, there's a bit of ice around, so just be careful. Strap yourself in. I'm Vic LaRusso for the Humpty Dumpty Foundation. That's your traffic report from the pole today. Humpty Dumpty, of course, is helping putting kitties back together on their bikes. That's very good. Thanks, Vic. Weather now. Sunrise in October 2011 and will set sometime in March. Temperature today between minus 20 and minus 25 with a strong wind warning north of the South Pole. And it was very breezy out there today. Lose some hair around, but not much for the three boys in the tent that I'm with. Great stuff on the show today on Polar FM. First up, I want to talk to you a little bit about tent protocol. I'm, of course, in Grant and Kim, and the other two, that would be Kat and Damien in a five-star camp just across the way. Tent protocol happening in Boys Tent. We have a clear set of instructions for how to tent. Everybody has a role to play. Grant and Kim are very, very good at digging tent in about 15 minutes flat, and I have a shovel in my hand digging a hole for the vestibule and setting up the kitchen. The important ingredient is getting ice melted so we can have our first cup of coffee to warm ourselves up after a hard day on the skis. Kim is nicknamed Mr. Gadget because he has every mode of technology that you could ever believe available, and that he's working down here on the polar plateau. He can tell us the player comfort at any particular point in time. He can tell us humidity. He can tell us whether we're going to get spots and pimples or anything of that note. And it's very handy that we have on hand for you mothers that will remember that well-known tube of the panther. Amy tried to get dismissed from the bag, but we slipped it in, and the panther has been very handy in our tent over the last few days. I was seen applying it to my nose where I got a little bit of frost nip early in the piece, and then onto my lips. The boys started to shudder a little bit when they saw it go onto the lips. 2 days later, when they saw me applying to my fingers, there was a look of consternation, and I wish I had been able to capture it on film. Anyway, the panther has been doing its job and keeping us nice and fresh and moist and everything clean and crisp where it should be. One of the other things that we've learned about is how our human body can cope with extreme temperatures. We really don't have a lot down here. We have snow, we have some water, we have some food, we have a tent, and that's about all. So we've been well prepared, and the human bodies that we're relying on to get us to the pole are doing a very, very fine job indeed. Tomorrow's show, if you tune in to Polar FM on 2012 on your radio dial, you're going to hear from Kim Lone. He's a special guest that's coming on. He's going to tell you just how do you empty the bilges into a plastic bag when it's minus 25 degrees and blowing a gale of icy wind. That's tomorrow's show for you, so tune in and look forward to hearing from Kim to give you a little bit of insight on just how do you do that. Thanks for joining us. Tune in again, same place, Polar FM 2012 on your radio dial. Fond farewell from the frozen eggs on the polar plateau, getting very close to the end goal. Bye for now. Toodle-bit.